On this episode of The Exchange, I talked to Nick Pham, our in-house social media manager, to get some tips about online marketing for small businesses. Hope you enjoy. All right, on this episode, we have Nick Pham. Nick Pham is actually family. He works for us. He started with my personal brand, and then has grown into multiple positions. Welcome, Nick.
Welcome.
I like that.
I know, I say welcome.
All right, Nick, let me know. Tell the audience, what do you do for us?
So currently, I'm the community manager here at Archivist Creative. What that means is that I am in charge of managing multiple social media accounts, engaging on behalf of all those brands. I also happen to plan content, film quite a few of different videos, and in charge of posting them.
What's your title?
Community manager.
Community manager, okay. Across all brands. Yes. How did you get this job?
To LinkedIn. That's the short answer. So long answer is, I just graduated.
Tell me what you did to get this job.
What I did to get this job?
Yeah.
I applied for a resume. Somebody reach out.
Okay. I got a different story, but go ahead.
Wait, what was the different story that you heard?
No, okay. Tell me your process and then I'll chime in.
Okay. So I just graduated, right? I was working as a line cook before as a part-time job. And then I decided to, pursue something that's more related to what I study at school. And that's when I applied for multiple digital marketing related jobs. So anything that has anything to do with social media management, community manager. I applied to this job to LinkedIn and, the creative director reached out to me and it was like, you want to schedule a call? I was like, yeah, with someone to call. And I think we hook it up. Is that a slang? Is that a term?
We had a Zoom call, I guess.
we have a Zoom call and we kind of vibe with each other. And then you invited me here down to the office and we talked and then we kind of vibe again. So here I am, 9 months later.
Yeah, so I'm gonna add some more to that. So when we took the call, we're like, we wanted somebody experienced in community manager.
Yeah.
And then when you took the call, we're like, okay, you're not there yet.
Yeah.
But your energy and everything else, like, okay, we gotta bring this guy in somehow.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. And then you said a couple of things, like you stalked me. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
Okay. well, you did your research, right?
Yes.
So that's stalking. I prefer the word
do your diligence.
You did your due diligence, and then we brought you in and chatted. And I think Wednesday was the meeting. Friday you came in, and I offered you the job. And I think Monday you started.
Yeah.
You do community management, content strategy as well.
Yeah.
What's your how do you come up with ideas?
By consuming content.
Okay.
So I think that's how you catch up with the trends. That's how you know what's working for different businesses, especially those who are in your niche, right? So consuming content is a way to go because you understand what a viewer would look for, why this is blowing up, and why this many people are engaging with this type of content. And then you take that, add your own twist and make it yours.
A new client comes, mm-hmm. right? We onboard a new client.
Okay.
Or you're talking to somebody on the street, small business, doesn't have the budget to hire us.
Mm-hmm.
What advice do you give them?
So I'll take a snapshot of what they currently have first, right? What their goals are, and then what problems can they solve for the audience, right? Pick a platform that's work best for them first, double down on that, right? And once they have a consistent flow of either revenue, clients coming in, customers coming in, right? Then we start exploring, the current trends and, the TikTok, the Instagram, the short videos and everything, right? But right now, in general, for most businesses, I would say short form video is the way to go. Just because number one, it's what people prefer. And second of all, it's efficient in terms of distribution. What that means is right now, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube are all pushing short form video content.
YouTube Shorts, you mean?
Yeah, right? YouTube Shorts.
YouTube Shorts.
So if you make one video, short form, vertical, less than 60 seconds, push that on all three platforms. And then that's how you can be more efficient in terms of distribution, like I said.
So that's what you do with a new account. Yeah. Let's just say, you know, you're out for, you know, you're going across the street to grab a burrito.
Yeah.
And in the lineup, you meet somebody that owns a plumbing company.
Oh, okay. That's
right.
Or very specific.
Right. Or you know, shoe company or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Just starting, so, you know, small business, maybe like less than 5 people, less than 10 people there. Mm-hmm. Don't have a budget to hire companies like us to do their social media digital content. What would you, and they ask, hey, look, what should I be doing? You know, what would you say?
I'll say, take out your phone, film your product or your services, talk about them for a minute, right, and post that. It's relatively, okay, if you are not familiar with social media at all, right, it is quite a challenging step for you because you have to put yourself out there, right? But it's compared to everything else, I think it's a very relatively simple step to follow. And then it's once you put yourself out there and you do it, you know, multiple times, repeating that for a few times, then you get used to the flow, and then you also get data on how it performs and what the clients or potential interests are looking for.
Yeah, data is important, right? So whenever we, especially with us internally, when we post, when you post for me,
like, yeah,
because that's the one I know the best, because yeah, everything, when you do stuff for external clients, I'm not really involved, I'm not out there.
Yeah.
But when you're like, hey, so you know, we need to record something,
yeah,
and we record,
yeah,
and then post it,
yeah,
then we look at the data.
Yeah,
and to see where it actually works, and then we continue doing that more and more. So yeah, data for sure.
For like 70-80% of all businesses out there, or like anyone who's looking to promote their brand, right? I think quantity matters, right? I understand that not anyone can have the, how do I say this, the advantage or the leverage to post like a few times per day or even a few times per week. So the overall safe recommendation is post as much as possible without burning you out. Once you post more, right, first of all, obviously you can get more chances of getting people to discover you. But the most important thing here is that with more posts and more content, you get more data, right? And then you get to know who's viewing it, right? You get to know what's the best timing to post, right? You get to know what type of content perform the best, right? You get to know why people like certain types of content, right? And the more information you have, the better you know where to double down your strengths. Data is kind of important. I mean, people look at social media management and community management as a thing that's as like more of like a creative stuff, but yes, there it is. But the numbers don't lie, and you know, they speak for themselves.
Yeah, but you know what? Let's get more into detail. What should businesses do with each social media platform? If you want, just group them together, because obviously there's okay, competitors there, right?
For Instagram, for TikTok, and for YouTube, right? First of all,
YouTube or YouTube Shorts.
So in general, let's say, I would say YouTube in general because that's a channel.
Okay.
And I would say that for all those three platforms right now, focusing on creating short form video, right? So I categorize, I know right now short form can mean a lot of things, but I would like to categorize them as video that's vertically filmed and is less than 60 seconds.
Okay.
The reason is that obviously TikTok is a massive short form video content platform. Instagram right now is trying to compete with that, which is why they're pushing really hard their Instagram Reels. And YouTube obviously is stepping on the game with funds that are provided for creators who do the same thing with YouTube Shorts as well. The common thing about short form video content in these three platforms is that you don't need people to be currently following you, right? If your video performs well, it's going to get pushed to people's accounts, explore feed and everything like that, which is how you create awareness and capture people's attention, right? You know, for example, you create something that performs really well and they like it, they're going to go check out your profile. And if you have content same way that they like it, they will follow you.
Yeah.
Right? Which is how you grow your account. So I would say that's the thing for those three platforms. Now for YouTube, right? For YouTube specifically, once you capture the people already, right, you need to start leveling up your long form content. So anything more than a minute, ideally more than 5 minutes. What's amazing about long form is that it allows you to build a better connection with your audience or with your targeted audience or with your potential clients, whatever, right? There's so much you can do in less than a minute, right? Sometimes people just know you as that mortgage guy or that pizza guy, that Italian guy, right? They don't even know your name or they don't know your account, right? But with long form content, it allows you to have more time to develop that connection, right? Which is why for YouTube, right? Once you already build that, once you already capture people's attention, then start leveling up your long form content. So that's for YouTube. For LinkedIn, Twitter, those are more text-based content because from my experience, from what I'm watching and, you know, experimenting, then those type of content perform the best. Take this with a grain of salt because these are the two platforms that I are least familiar with, right? But I would say the key thing here is that you have to be consistent, especially Twitter and LinkedIn in your early days, is that you have to start engaging and commenting with people within your niche or the leader within your niche. Right? Why? Because that's how you get discovered by not just those people who you comment on, but their followers as well.
But is it like credibility as well, right?
Yeah. So that's for LinkedIn and Twitter.
Okay.
And of course, Facebook is a little bit trickier. I would say for Facebook, you can leverage Reel right now because it's the same thing with Instagram. And at the same time, just keep posting and joining Facebook groups and engaging within those Facebook groups.
The communities, you mean?
Yeah. Facebook groups are where I see all the engagement and the interactions are happening.
Yeah.
Right. So if you post something valuable in, let's say, a real estate Facebook group, then you start capturing a lot of real estate clients, for example.
I stopped using Facebook years ago. I just go there, like, you know, marketplace and things like that on my personal account or, you know, contact with family that are not local. But yeah, I like community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I join a couple of communities there and there's a lot of conversation. But I find now that a lot of that conversation, it's still there. Yeah. But now here's another one. Discord.
Mm.
A lot of stuff has gone on to Discord as well. Yeah. On the community chats.
Yeah.
What's your take on Discord right now?
Discord, you just have to participate. That's my only...
That's a beast right now.
Yeah, that's my only advice. You need to participate and then you learn it to go. I mean, there's a few other advanced stuff, but the key thing about reading community is engage, interact, participate. So just do that and you'll be set.
So what do you need to get started?
A camera. Probably your phone is fine.
Actually, I think your phone is fine.
My phone is
fine. You know, most phones are quite good. with cameras.
Yeah. Phone, internet, and the ability to just do it.
That's it.
Yeah.
What's the main one there?
The ability to just do it.
There you go. All right, so I think you've been with us just, well, close to a year now.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most valuable lesson you learned that you want to share that can help somebody else?
I learned a lot of things here. And also because, you know, we're currently a small team. So I get to do a lot of different type of work and activities. You get to explore new opportunities every day. So I really like that. And I think one reason why I currently grow to who I am today is the ability to say yes to those activities and opportunities that come to me. Especially when you're new to something and when those different opportunities come, give them a chance. For a lot of people, it is always better to doubling down on their strengths, ignoring everything else, and focusing on what brings them the most value and what can they do best and everything, right? By the end of the day, you wouldn't know that at the beginning. I believe it's always a good thing to put yourself out there, right? To test the different stuff, to explore, to discover, to experience. And then you would then get the sense of what you're doing best, as well as what you really like, what you're passionate about, through a certain period of time of commitment to that activity, which you would not get if you just say no to them at the beginning.
Yeah. Just you've grown quite a bit just because of saying yes.
Yeah.
And just kind of jumping in there. So, you know, internally we're working on a lot of projects. What's the one you're most excited about in the next, you know, for the next year or for the next 6 months till the end of the year?
There is one secret project that we're currently working on behind the ground.
Yeah, secret stuff you can't say.
Yeah, secret stuff I can't say. Okay, I'll pick something else.
But when the camera's off, I want to hear this one.
Okay. It's actually Dylan, the creative.
Everyone knows Dylan. Come okay. On. Yeah.
Dylan, the Dutch-born champion,
yeah,
is currently planning a series that has something to do with food and people enjoying food, stuff like that. I happen to participate in a spin-off of that series.
Okay.
And I'm really excited for that.
Are you excited for shooting that, editing it, and posting that stuff? Or are you interested in eating the food afterwards?
See, that's a beautiful thing because I enjoy all of them.
You enjoy all of them.
Even the fact that I participate as a guest or something on, you know, on an episode or something.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's good. Closing remarks. Any value you want to give out?
A lot of people, I guess including myself, will feel disheartened, discouraged, and stressful because of their work. Maybe, you know, you plan something and you think it will blow off or get a lot of great results, but it didn't happen. You can get, you know, really stressed. And you start questioning yourself of, is this the path? Or like, is this the right choice? Is this the thing for me or something like that? Give yourself a commitment period. Like you say 3 months, 6 months, right? Just focus on doing what you do. Focusing on staying consistent. Focusing on setting input goals instead of output goals. Instead of focusing on getting that 1 million views video, right? Focusing on generate a video that you like better than the last one you make.
Here's the thing. I think a lot of people are, they when they start, they think of insanity, you know, like
insanity.
A lot of work right in the beginning. Like, yeah, just go hard, you're like gung-ho right in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then it falls off. When you need to be consistent every single day,
yeah,
not at the highest level, but just consistent right through the whole thing.
Because
a lot of people just come in with fire day one,
yeah,
and then but like Monday, yeah, they come in with fire. By the time Friday hits, it's gone.
Yeah.
And by the time next Monday and Tuesday, they forgot about everything. Yeah. The main thing here is just being consistent right across the board.
With the growth of technology and everything and convenience and everything, it's really hard to look at the long-term game instead of a short-term game, right? Everyone wants to be rich overnight. Want to have the first video to be a million views video and everything. And, you know, people commit to working hard for like a week and then they stop. Which is really, I don't know, like sad. Because I know people are awesome and I know that they can do pretty much what they want if they just maybe stick to it for sometimes another day. I would just say you are awesome for all of those you out there. You are awesome. You can do this if you want to. So stay consistent, stay awesome, and you know, you're the best.
All right, thanks for closing this off. All right, Nick, until next time.
Until next time.